So, Haley, state the date and time and location of the interview.
Okay. So it is 2:04 p.m. where I am, and it's in Tempe, Arizona, 85282.
All right. So when you first learned about COVID-19, what were your thoughts about it? And have your thoughts changed since then?
Well, when I first learned about it, I only saw stuff coming out from China. So that was kind of nerve-wracking at the beginning. And I thought it was a lot deadlier because I kept on seeing videos of people just falling dead in the streets. And so I just thought it was going to happen in the US. And then later I learned it wasn't as deadly, but like there's more precautions being taken and all that stuff. But it did ease it a bit knowing that quite a few people I know like could get sick and survive it. I just thought it was a lot deadlier at the beginning. I thought it was going to be like the next Black Plague kind of thing. But that was at the very beginning. But then once I learned more about it, I became less scared. And I generally, I didn't really go out very much anyway because I had school. So it didn't really change that much outside of going to certain places for fun, which kind of did a number on my mental health.
Okay, so has the COVID-19 outbreak affected you, how you associate and communicate with friends and family, and in what ways?
For communication, I would say it's about the same. I don't really have a large social circle, so it didn't really impact me that much outside of just not being able to go to church for a while, which did kind of suck because I preferred the in person to online. It just felt a lot better to do in person once I was able to do in person again.
Okay, and what were the biggest challenges that you faced during the COVID-19 outbreak?
The biggest challenges were probably just my mental health overall. I had trouble balancing school and then all the restrictions happening because I felt trapped. And I didn't like feeling trapped. And I guess that was the biggest thing for me. In fact, I think I had a mental breakdown at least one time, and my husband had to help me through it.
Okay, and how did people around you respond to the COVID-19 pandemic?
I think my other family members took it a bit more seriously than I did. I was more just like, well, so long as I'm just washing my hands or whatever, I'm fine. I didn't really care as much about the mask thing because I didn't really go as many places to begin with. And I'd avoid going places just because I didn't like wearing masks anyway. Whereas my mom was a lot more strict about it because at the time when it happened, we were taking care of my elderly grandmother, and she was high risk.
All right. Is there a specific pandemic-related memory that stands out to you at all? And if so, could you share it?
One memory I have is this is during one of my breakdowns, but I ended up just crying a lot. And I was kind of sad about not feeling like I could go anywhere outside of like where we lived and going to work, which was taking care of my grandma. And so I felt like I had no life outside of that because of the restrictions. And so in order to help with the lockdown pressure, my husband, he to make it feel like I could go places, We went and got some fast food through the drive-thru and then ate in the parking lot across from where our apartment was inside the car to make it feel like we could do something at least outside of where we were. And that helped me feel a lot better.
All right, and last question, knowing what you know now, what do you think that individuals, communities, or governments need to keep in mind for the future?
I think they need to be aware of the mental toll lockdowns take, because even if they're implemented, I think they need to be careful with extending them for as long as they did at times, because it was just so difficult mentally on some people that had already bad, like they already had mental issues beforehand. And then feeling like they couldn't do as much or go as many places. And then for me, on top of it, with having autism, it was hard to communicate as effectively with masks, which is another reason I didn't really like wearing them, is because I felt like people couldn't understand me as well and I couldn't understand others. I remember having to ask people multiple times what they were saying because it sounded muffled, and that bothered me. And I get a lot of information from seeing people's mouths, and not being able to see that was kind of annoying. But yeah, I guess it's just overall mental issues, because even if it's like, even if they think it's like good for like other health reasons, like I think the mental health was kind of downplayed. And so that bothered me. That was my biggest thing. Okay, and that's all I have.
Yes, is there anything else you want to add to that or?
No, not really. That's pretty much it.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Haley.
Oh, you're welcome.